Well, during
the time you were in a normal school, did you live in South Philly?
Yes, we lived in South Philadelphia until the first year I was teaching school, and then we moved further downtown, right near the school where I was teaching.
Well, is that where you had the pony and carriage down there?
Oh, on 10th and Ellsworth, where we had the saloon. There was a house, there was a stable beside it, and a house over the stable of four rooms. And we rented that small house, and we used the stable for the horse and carriage, and I used to go with my father down to the, when he'd go hunting, and down to the boat, the clubhouse, as he'd call it.
Where would he hunt?
Down around what then afterwards became Hog Island.
Well, you had a pony of your own, Father.
Oh, yes, I used to go out to the park and the pony and carriage.
That was a fashionable thing,
though. Oh, yes, that was quite. He would take me to normal school. I had that. He would take me to high school and normal school.
In the carriage?
In the carriage. Oh, yeah. Some beans.
And then was it at normal school, while you were going to normal school, that you met Dad?
No. Not until after I was teaching school.
How did you meet him?
Well, his mother and my mother were very great friends. And when we moved over to 18th Street, they lived on Moore Street, and we were quite near each other. Uh-huh. And my mother and his mother had lunch together nearly every day. Uh-huh. And then I met him when we'd go over there, or they'd be over at our house. And his mother died in 1911, and we were married in 1912.
And your mother and father were still alive then?
My mother was. My father had died in 1907, after I finished normal school.
Were you there when he died?
Yes.
Was he sick for a long time?
Oh, he'd been sick for 5 years before he gave up the place. And mother had taken a house down on 18th Street. And then he finally became bedridden and died.
Well, it was hard on her then, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, she was the one that carried the burden of all of it.
And so it was after that period that she was over visiting Dad's mother.
Yeah. It was after that period when she sold the house, got the money for that, and the insurance and one thing and another, that we took the trip to Ireland the year after I graduated from normal school.
Well, you were always very close to your mother then.
Very.
And that helped make it closer still while your father dying.
Sure.
In a way, it seems providential now, God's way of bringing you together.
Because yes.
If he had lived on after your children were born, she couldn't have been so close to you.
No, and she was so happy about the children. She was the one that should get the credit for all the children, because she was the one that would inspire you to want more children and more babies. And every baby that came was better than the one before. And she never got tired. She worked until she was 75 years old herself, raising those children and taking care of them.
Well, Dad tells the story that the first time that he saw you was at his mother's funeral, his mother's wake, that you came over there with a lot of other people, and that he noticed that all the other visitors only offered sympathy in words, but that you went around and looked for the dirty dishes and cleaned them up and fixed them up, and he thought, there's the girl that's worth knowing.
I stayed there for 3 days with the two girls. The girls were only 10 and 12.
His sisters.
His sisters. And I stayed there for 3 days and stayed out of school, gave up my teaching position for 3 days because I knew my mother would want to do it, and she wasn't well. And because she wasn't well, I stayed there and did it.
And
that was really the first time I ever knew him.
And he says that the first time that he went out with you was, it happened like this, that he said that he thought that when his mother died, it was going to be such a change in his life that he would be wearing a black mark on his arm for the rest of his life, and he decided to go visit her grave every Sunday. And the first Sunday he was going, he met you by accident, and you agreed to go out and say some prayers at the grave too, and that impressed him too. And then that continued. Is that so?
That's probably so. I don't remember.
Well, what
all I remember is that I stayed over there in the house with the two girls. The two girls were so childish and so frightened that they wouldn't move upstairs or downstairs unless I was with them. And I stayed with them. And then when I would come home from school the other days, I would go over and stayed from November, his mother died in November, until January. I spent a great part of my time there with the girls and with helping with the cooking and keeping them going until Aunt Mary Walls came in January to stay there as housekeeper. But up until that time, I spent the major part of my time at the house. Not particularly with him, but with Dad McSorley and the others to keep them going until this woman came who was going to help them.
Well,
it was during that time that I really knew your father and that that we really first knew anything of each other.
Well, how long after that was it that you were engaged?
Not until the next May.
Well, wasn't there some tentative engagement between yourself and Jim before
no.
that?
No, I went out with Jim and went around with him a bit, but there was no engagement. And he went to the priest when he heard that I was engaged to his brother.
Wasn't he over in Hawaii in the Navy at the time?